Hello and welcome to Pain and Fromage, an occasional podcast about an ordinary middle-aged bloke and his cycling adventures. The episode you're listening to is part of a series featuring not one, but two middle-aged blokes, as Rich and Graham make the long journey from Paris to Nice on their vintage road bikes.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the second episode of Pain and Fromage, the second episode from the route from Paris to Nice.
Pain et fromage.
Pain. Pain's going to kick in at some point. So we are going down the Seine today, so starting in this nice little town of Melons that we arrived in last night with our campsite and beer and some really good burgers, actually, last night, weren't they?
They were indeed,
Good night's sleep in the tents, a couple of beers to set us off. Crow came along in the night and ate Graham's lunch, which we're not too happy about. Wasn't it?
No, it's my crisps.
Oh, it's your crisps.
Yeah. There
we are. Ate his crisps. Mm-hmm. Crow was eating our food, anyway. So we're about to go and grab our croissants and pastries from the shop and we're going to head off. 140 kilometres down the Seine today?
That is correct, yep. And we'll end up on the Loire.
And end up on the Loire in Gien, so that's the plan. Got a little mechanical on my bike to fix and we're going to visit the bike museum about 40 kilometres in, so that's about 2 hours down the road. So looking forward to that.
Definitely.
Fabulous. Right, well, we're going to go and get some breakfast and we will catch up later on. We've had a good morning so far. We've just arrived at the Musée du Vélo in the village of Moret-Saint-Élon, I think it's called. It seems to have a couple of possible names, actually, but it's certainly in the village of Moret. We've had a lovely ride down the Seine this morning. The tracks have been much better, a mixture of roads and really, really good kind of gravelly cycle tracks. So we've made very good progress today in comparison to yesterday, which was really slow and sluggish. Lots of greenery, lots of scenery. Woodland. We went through the Royal Forest at Fontainebleau. Yeah, it's just been a really nice ride. Bit overcast, but hopefully some sunshine later on today. So we're going to go and check out the Musée du Vélo and see what's inside. Well, the Musée du Vélo was quite lovely. At Marais-Loing-Essen. Lovely collection of old bikes, many of which I recognise from photos and books and whatnot. Quite a small place. Apparently it used to be a parts component for bikes in the local village. And when the firm closed down, the local council bought it and turned it into a bike museum. So, very nice. There's a little bike workshop in there. They sell a few bits. Good chap in there. We got had a bit of a chat to. He'd done some cycling in Devon. Spoke very good English as well. So it's worth a look round if you're in the area. Some local heroes there as well, people that have ridden the Tour de France that come from the area. Some quite interesting stories. So, yes, very much enjoyed that little stop. There's also a section on the velodrome in the nearby village of Champagne. There's a disused velodrome, which again, like many in France, had quite a... It was very famous, very well used. Lots of famous riders came and cycled there, so there was an interesting little bit on that. And it was a velodrome we passed earlier, actually, and dropped in for a quick look at, so I found that all very interesting. We've left the Seine behind now. We're riding alongside the River Loing. That's Loing, not the Loire, which we come to later on today. So, three rivers that we're cycling along. First the Seine, which we've just left the junction between the Seine and the Loing, and now we're on the Loing for the next perhaps 60, maybe 80 kilometres, and then we should come to Loire and hopefully in time for a beer before the end of the day. Very lovely scenery, good cycle track here, so hopefully we're going to keep making good progress. Well, since that last update, we've had a little bit of drama. We were going up to cross over a bridge and Graham had a difficult gear change and his rear derailleur broke. So Beth Huntley, if you're listening to this, you predicted this happening. Now, fortunately, we were quite close to a town. We managed to... Well, first of all, we got a coffee, because that's the first thing you have to do in a situation like this. And then Graham had some work to do to free up his chain so that he could even push his bike, because the derailleur was so broken that it was sticking into the back wheels and needed removing, and then the chain's too loose and yada yada yada. All those things. Unfortunately, we were close to a bike shop, which it turned out didn't really exist. It was somebody's house. And so I took off to the nearest Intermarché. I managed to get a rear derailleur and brought it back down the hill to Graham, who fitted it by the roadside. So I've had quite a dramatic couple of hours. Bonjour. And we are at least back on the road following this beautiful river, it has to be said. It's just gorgeous. The railway line's running alongside it on the far side. Mostly woodland on either side, but the occasional little house poking its head over. And they must have the most awesome views. I mean, what a place to spend the summer. Right by the river. Sensational. We've had some showers as well, but the sun's out now. But we've got some work to do. We're planning to be in Gien this evening, which is another 80 kilometers away. It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. We've managed 65 due to the visit to the Velo Museum and the hour and a half the derailleur replacement took out of our day. But we're still motoring along. We're still happy. We're still confident we'll get there. We could just do with nothing else bad happening. But really, you know, when you're poodling along by the river like this, on a lovely gravel track, no traffic, bird song, a river. I mean, it doesn't matter if it takes all day, does it really?
Well, good evening, everybody. Wow, quite a lot has happened since the last time I did a little recording. We're now in Briare. We've actually made it to the Loire Valley after quite a day. We're going to tell you all about what's happened in just a minute. But first of all, it's time for Fromage du Jour, which nearly didn't happen. We found a little Epicerie, that's the word. It's been, like I said, it's been a long day. And we found a cheese called Brie de Corse.
Brie de Corse.
Go on, you explain what the cheese is.
Brie de Corse, au lait de vache pasteurée. So a pasteurised cow milk blue cheese.
I'm not expecting anything
amazing. We're not expecting anything amazing because it came from the French equivalent of a spa shop.
Not even a spa shop.
No,
it was
just
like,
a corner
it was
shop,
like
yeah.
a vape shop across from the corner shop.
Yeah.
But we're gonna give it a little go.
I'm not going to eat too much because we've stuffed ourselves with
We have
nice
stuffed
pizza.
Ourselves with pizza, and it's 11 o'clock at night as well. So it's important to know that.
Yeah.
And I've got my bleu de course on a piece of white sliced bread. It's very much like Mother's Pride, but a bit sweeter. Not the kind of thing you'd expect to find in France, but I need to have a bit of carb with my cheese, so.
I should be eating my cheese au naturel.
Au naturel. Mm-hmm. Let's give it a go. Sound of chewing always makes for a good podcast item. I always find. That's not too bad, actually.
I like that.
I mean, it is just a cheap supermarket blue cheese.
But it's got a nice
That's
kick.
Quite enjoyable. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it has, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's say it's up there. It's reminiscent of Roquefort.
A little bit sticky, a little bit Roquefort-y. Yeah, absolutely. Very good, actually.
Compared to yesterday's brie, which was just nondescript, but...
This is a bit like a Gorgonzola, actually, isn't it? I quite like that.
Yeah, but on the other side with the brie, we didn't finish the brie, but a crow did this morning.
a crow had been listening, I think, to our podcast.
Helped itself to the brie and our crisps.
Yes, the brie and the crisps both disappeared. Yep. But, you know, we're supporting the local wildlife. It's something we like to do.
Yep.
Put these things out there. Yeah. Great. What would you rate our blue cheese tonight then, Graham? Score out of 10?
Actually, I would probably give it a 6.
Yeah, I think maybe... You see, like, part of me goes, is it just the taste of the cheese, or is it being presented to me as something from a local region, and is it pasteurised and all the other stuff? But actually, it just tastes like a really bloody good cheese, and after a hard day on the road, I'd probably give that a 7, actually.
Yeah.
I could eat a massive lump of that, and I'd be really happy.
I'd be really sick.
Yeah, after the beast, it would be.
Consequences the next day. But so, yeah, you know, if I... pick that out from my local corner shop, I would not be disappointed at all.
I'd be back for more. Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fabulous. Well, the last time I did a little recording, we were starting to... we'd had your breakdown on your bike, your derailleur had broken, but we got back on the road. We were starting to make some progress, and then I...
Did you do that recording?
I did. Oh. I did, yeah.
Without me, because I was too
Without
busy.
Without you, because you were too busy trying to sort yourself out.
Yeah. My derailleur was fubar.
It was completely ruined. Do you want to talk us through exactly what happened there, Gray?
I hate the word basically.
I'm just going to eat this cheese.
We approached a small hill, a little ramp, and I changed down gear. And as I changed down gear, I heard a crunch of the chain. Sometimes that just happens, and you just stop pedaling, back pedal a bit, and then pedal forward, and it's fine. This time, however, it didn't happen, and everything just ground to a halt. So, stopped, looked at it. Somehow the chain had managed to jump outside of the cage in the rear derailleur. The rear derailleur was pointing in a very random direction, and could not move the bike. So we ended up...
And then it started raining.
Oh, ended up raining. So luckily we were very close to a small brasserie bar. So we stopped in there for a coffee whilst I looked the bike over, took the chain off, took the derailleur off, noticed that where the derailleur attached to the frame was bent to buggery. So with the use of a adjustable spanner, managed to get the frame straight. At this time, I was thinking, this is the whole trip over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was like...
It looked bad.
Yeah, if I had snapped that off when I straightened it, that would have been the bike ruined.
Yep.
And so, yeah. Anyway, so we got that straight enough, put the old derailleur back on, and it was still completely bent, so the derailleur was absolutely knackered. So then we went on the hunt for a bike shop. Luckily, this happened just as we were coming into a small town. Our initial bike shop turned out to be not a bike shop.
It was somebody's house.
Yeah.
With a pin stuck in it.
Yeah. And then did another search and found local Intersport. Intersport's a bit like Sports Direct, but better or more diverse, where you can actually buy stuff that's useful as opposed to knocked down Carrymore /Slazenger, etc., etc. gear.
It's a bit like a well-stocked Decathlon.
So, yeah.
Decathlon always seems a bit sparse to me, but Intersport is always like full of good stuff, I find.
My Decathlon's great, but...
Is it? Well, for
Yeah. So Rich went on ahead. He picked up a new derailleur for me, and we have refitted it by the roadside, and 90 kilometres on, and it's all good.
Can I just say, the thing that irked me the most about that was that the guy in the shop refused to listen to my attempts at French and just put on Google Translate straight away and asked me to type in. Now, like, I've been learning French. I'm okay at French. I'm not fantastic. There's some words that I slip up over. Sometimes people have to repeat what they say to me, but I'm trying my damn best, man.
I've heard your French.
Please.
I don't blame him.
Fair enough. But if you're French, like, give me a listen at least. Do you know what I mean? Because I thought I explained pretty well what the problem was.
Yeah.
But anyway,
Mon derailleur.
Yeah.
Oh, le derailleur de mon ami est mort.
It fucked.
Yeah. It is. It is now in the bin anyway.
So then, I think everything got better from there, didn't it? I got another puncture, which was really annoying. Yep. But we got on some decent fast paths.
Yep.
And we followed this river canal route all the way up to the top of the valley, which was great.
Mm-hmm. Wind was always in our face.
And there were all these herons on the way. My favourite bit about the day was the herons.
The herons were cool.
So we were riding along, there'd be grey herons stood there like statues, and they would stand and stand and stand. So we were about 5 metres away, and then they'd go, oh, I'm going to fly now because I feel like I'm in danger. Yeah. And they'd like spread their massive wings and just fly out of the river. Absolutely awesome. And it was like every single one seemed to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At like the same point at which we approach.
Excuse me for sneezing.
Well,
yeah.
I thought that was so good. And at one point we were riding along as well, and the river was full of water lilies, mm-hmm. and the wind was blowing and it was flapping them. You know, that Channel 4 like thing that they have. What are they called?
Late night documentaries about
No, not that one. No. I told you never to mention that one. No, you know when all the things are flipping over, you know?
You mean in the opening credits?
Yeah, the opening credits thing. Yeah, that's right. Well, all the water lilies were being caught by the wind, and they were doing that, and it just looked so, so cool.
Segway, that's what they call them.
Segway, that's right. So if you can imagine a Channel 4 Segway, but based entirely around a river with water lilies, it was kind of that. It was really cool. I enjoyed that.
Yeah. Going back to herons, when I lived in Germany, we just called them Rons or Mr. Ron because they were Herr Ron.
Nice.
I'll get my coat.
So we got towards the end of the day, and we decided that I'd go on ahead, didn't we? Because the campsite was closing, so I raced ahead, and I got here 2 minutes after he said that he was going to leave, and he basically said, go and pitch over there and come and pay us in the morning.
Yeah.
So we went to an empty town to try to find some food. We got some takeaway pizzas. And now we're sitting here by torchlight with a couple of cans of beer, a bottle of wine, a loaf of mother's pride, and actually quite full bellies. To be honest, Gray, when I got here, I thought, we're not going to eat tonight because there's literally nothing around. Everything in town seemed to be closed.
But we could have, from that shop that we went to, we could have found enough stuff to make.
Yeah. It was a really,
not necessarily
really
a slap at meal, but a functional meal.
We'd have eaten. We'd have been happy.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fabulous. Yeah. So, big day tomorrow. We're hoping to get an early start, but we've got to stay around now until 9 a.m. to talk to the campsite guy and pay.
However, before we leave, we have a slap at breakfast.
We have a slap at breakfast. Yep. We've got eggs, bacon.
Yep.
Because we've got time to spare tomorrow now, because we can't get up and just leave at half seven,
bacon,
8 o'clock.
Tea, bread, yogurt.
Yep.
Got the juice, but we can get the juice on the way.
And tomorrow's Sunday, so we may well be recording this tomorrow, like having not found much to eat. So we're gonna try and get to a supermarket in the morning and grab some food, carry that with us. But you know, like at times today, I thought, oh my god, this is like awful. We're never gonna get there. But I feel really happy now.
I'm feeling good. Yeah.
Like since we got here, we've got ourselves in a really good mental state. We've sorted out all our needs. We're happy. We've phoned home. I'm getting everything charged up. And, tomorrow is like 170 kilometres, but I'm really looking forward to it. This has been awesome so far.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the wind's behind us tomorrow.
And the wind, well, hopefully the wind is behind us tomorrow, so it should speed us
a little
bit.
It's only a light wind, but,
instead of being massively in our faces. And that crosswind at the top when we came up today,
that,
top of the last hill.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
That killed me.
Brutal.
That and not eating enough, that was the kind of, do you know what?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just going to roll into town. I'm not going to push it. I'm just going to, I knew you were ahead, and it's like,
The downside of this route we're doing, the Skandibirik, which takes us down to Loire, where we've arrived today, is that it doesn't really go through many towns and villages. They're all just slightly off route. So when we've done rides before, we've gone through a lot of places where there's a little supermarket or there's a bakery and that kind of stuff. And you just go, oh, actually, I'm a bit hungry. I'll just stop and grab something. But when you're on these river routes, you don't give yourself that opportunity, do you? Because you don't ride off route to go and find something. You just kind of tend to crack on.
Yeah. Although we did see one boulangerie/patisserie, and the cakes in there looked bloody amazing.
Why didn't we stop there? Honestly, we should have.
Because you went, let's go get a coffee. And then
I did.
And then got a coffee.
I got a coffee by mistake. Yeah, that was really awkward, though.
One coffee and two beers. Yeah.
I had to harass the guy to get the two beers. Mm-hmm. And then when he only bought one coffee, I was like, I can't harass him again. He's going to think I'm a complete idiot. Mm-hmm.
English fool.
Yeah, gutted. Yep. I'll get you an extra coffee one day, mate.
No, I'm not fussed for coffee, you know that.
I drink it out of necessity over here.
Well, with that, we're going to sign off. Mm-hmm. It's, like I say, we are 10 past 11 at night. We are way past curfew, sitting in a dark campsite with a covered-up pool next to us and a load of stuff charging on the wall next to me. So we'll check in tomorrow, and I hope you've enjoyed this episode of Pain and Fromage. I will catch up on...
Pain et fromage.
No, it's pain. Pain and fromage.
Pain
et
fromage.
It's pain. It's all about the pain. The pain is first. The cheese is second. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and follow the blog, which I haven't updated because, to be honest with you, I've just got back from eating and it's 11:15 at night, so the chances of me sitting down and writing this up tonight are pretty slim. Anyway, thanks very much for listening. Well done for getting this far, and we'll be in your ears again tomorrow. Okay.
Cheers.
A biento.
Thanks very much for listening to this podcast, and congratulations on making it this far. If you want to hear more, then please don't forget to like and subscribe. You can also take a look at some of my written work and photography on my blog website, www.blaggers.blog. Theme music kindly provided by Abydos Music. For royalty-free music, check them out at www.abydos-music.fr. Thanks again for listening to Pain and Fromage!